You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome in to MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Tom Singer. And Tom, well, here we are, and for the first time in what seems like forever. I know it's not the truth, but for the first time in quite a little while, we see the Pirates having run into a little bit of trouble. In particular, the Washington Nationals, who we know to have good pitching. But the Pirates got a little taste of their own medicine last weekend, huh?
Well, they did. A pretty convincing sweep, until Corey Hart hit a two-run homer in the last inning of the series. The Pirates had been outscored 19-1 and basically 19 unanswered runs. They got one in the second inning of the first game, then went quiet with the bat. Ultimately quiet against Max Scherzer in his no-hitter. And basically, didn't score again until the last inning when it really didn't matter. It was 9-0 in that game by that point. So we basically saw, for lack of a better term, the law of averages caught up to them on both sides of the ball, hitting and pitching. Their hitting went more quiet than it has been because they did all that winning on the strength of good pitching. They really haven't hit consistently for a couple of weeks now, which was kind of overlooked by their own outstanding pitching, and that pitching also kind of flattened out in Washington.
Yeah.
But, it's one of those big bumps on the road. You get them occasionally. Everybody's kind of waving it off. For one reason, under Hurdle, this team's had a remarkable track record of always having one of these weekends every season when it seems like everything's going down the drain, and they have a pretty good track record of bouncing back from these.
Well, I'm glad you mention it because, people could look at Clint Hurdle and maybe something he did this last weekend in two different ways. And I know how people generally react, but I really liked his reaction to Scherzer's no-hitter. And near-perfect game, by the way. But he got Scherzer to sign the lineup card. Now, that's back in the day when maybe teams and personnel didn't fraternize quite as much, that would have really never happened, maybe been frowned upon. And I could see some people taking issue with it. I love it. To me, it just says, it's one game. We're cool. No problem. Yeah, we got no hit by Max Scherzer. We won't be the only ones. And I got his autograph, and we move on. It's sort of that water off a duck's back mentality. And I think, I don't know if it's intentional or not. I tend to think it's not because I just, knowing Clint the way I do, I mean, he's just cool. I mean, he kind of takes things in stride. And I think it sends a really good message, whether intended or not, to his troops.
Well, it does. And, actually the day before, right after the no-hitter, he said something that was really remarkably touching. Everybody, all the players were kind of despondent about being no-hit. It's not a thrill for them. But Clint said, you have to find it in your heart as a baseball fan to appreciate your performance. And he said that like 5 minutes after it ended. So he could definitely step back and just appreciate the mastery that he saw and, move on.
Yeah, I think it's good. I really do. I just think for the young players and for the veterans, it says nothing hurt. Big deal. Of course, easy to do, too, when they're coming off, a winning streak of about 8 in a row and lost the opener.
Well, not only that, but even including the Washington sweep, after that ended, they had still won 21 of the last 28. So, I mean, that's a pretty good extended run, even including those three losses.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. And, as part of it now, as they return from Washington, boy, the Pirates' schedule into basically the All-Star break is very heavily home-based. I mean, my goodness, I think that all but for maybe three games in Detroit, they're at home there at friendly PNC.
And they have won 14 of the last 16 at home. So, when you want to get well, There's nothing like the PNC Park Hospital to do it.
Yeah, and I love the fact that at the end of that run will be four games with St. Louis, who they continue to chase. And that looks like it's going to be a great race down to the wire. If you're the Pirates and you're in that clubhouse, I mean, how much talk, how much attention is there to St. Louis versus just continuing to play good baseball and, you know, talk of wild card and the concept of the wild card? Because the wild card hasn't treated them particularly well in recent years.
Now, all the emphasis definitely is on how they're playing. There's no acknowledgement really at all of what the Cardinals are doing, except at one point, you know, when Hurdle was asked about, is it frustrating to be playing so well and not gaining any ground on St. Louis, he kind of turned around and said, you know, Mike Matheny, you know, the Cardinal manager, is probably being asked, is it frustrating for them to be playing so well and not gaining any ground? So, but other than that comment, you know, this is strictly a keep our focus on our game mentality, playing in one game at a time. You know, once again, until this Washington glitch, you know, they had gotten closer to the Cardinals than they had been since April. They were within four games when this series began. So now it's back up. You know, the deficit went back to six games. But not only are they not talking about it, I'm honestly convinced that they don't even look at the standings and they don't really know how far behind the Cardinals they are. I'm talking about mainly the players. They definitely have a tunnel vision for playing their own game, and they're not concerned about what other teams are doing.
That says a lot about where this franchise has come in the last three or four years, doesn't it? I mean, you think about those previous couple of decades, and you know, the fact that this team now just goes about its business and knows it's a contending team, knows that it has the weaponry and everything else. It has the experience of getting to the postseason the last couple of years. It really is just a phenomenal turnaround that they've gone under.
Well, it really is. And once again, you know, some fans kind of, and it was a lousy series against the Nationals. There's no sugarcoating it. But what do you think a more accurate read on this team, the way they've played for 3 weeks prior to this weekend or just this weekend? I mean, what gives you a better read on the team? Obviously, it's the longer run. Some people will point out that most of those wins came against teams with a losing record. But, you know, the Nationals actually were doing worse when they came into the series against the Pirates than a lot of the teams that they had played. I believe they had the poorest record in the National League for the preceding 3 weeks, the poorest record, with the exception of the Philadelphia Phillies. So they were due to, get well. You know, things balance out in the course of a long season. And like you said, that day-to-day mentality that Hurdle inspires really served the Pirates well. And I look for them to bounce back real strong.
So if indeed things do balance out over the course of the long haul, and we've seen over the years that they do, do you suspect then that this team will be an offensive juggernaut in the second half?
I really do. Once again, they had only scored 33 runs in the 13 games before getting to Washington, yet won 11 of them because of that pitching. So the hitting really hasn't gelled at all. Now we're getting into the hot summer days. Hot weather typically is hitting weather. Still seeing individuals get hot in spurts, but the whole lineup hasn't clicked as a unit. And I really think that's coming. And if that pitching regression that could be expected as hard as they've been for weeks takes place, I think the hitters will take the load off to your pitchers. Neil Walker being a prime example of somebody who, when he gets hot, he's tough to retire. He's a real streak hitter. I think he's got a streak coming up. Josh Harrison has been steady. Kutch has gone hot and cold. He's kind of cold again now. But, you know, he's going to warm up. Mercer, this was his time last season. Jordan Mercer will get hot. And then, you got the X-Factor, Jung Ho Gong, who has kind of established himself as the everyday cleanup hitter, and he's doing a good job. Starling Marte had been phenomenal as the number two hitter. And you got Gregor Polanco, whose swing is in the best place that we've seen. And, you know, he's been up in the majors for about a year now. We just passed his first anniversary. And, of course, I didn't even mention Francisco Cervelli, the best hitting catcher in the majors. So once all these guys start hitting at the same time, rather than having to win games 3-2 or 2-0, we're going to see some 8-6 games, with the Pirates winning them.
Yeah. Well, you could see it happening. You could certainly see it happening. In the meantime, Tom, welcome home. I mean, and enjoy it. You're gonna be at home in your own bed quite a bit here for these next couple of weeks. Hope you enjoy that, and we look forward to talking to you again next week.
Likewise, Dave. Thanks.
Right on. Tom Singer, MLB.com. Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.